how you were feeling as you came to church this morning. If it was just a case of finding the comfy chair and turning on the laptop, you might not have felt too anxious about it. Maybe a bit bored and wondering when we'd all be back together singing in the church. But if you were coming to the churchyard, you might have been wondering about whether you'd be warm enough, comfortable enough, whether the children would behave, all those things that we get crowding into our minds when things are a bit different. I think probably both Karen and I were feeling a bit anxious as to whether everything would work this morning, and we're really grateful that so far it has. But there's that mix, isn't there, of excitement and anxiety about being here this morning. And it just, maybe we could understand what those women who went to the tomb were going through a bit more than we normally can. It's unusual. Our life hasn't been the same. We haven't, like they had, just seen the recent shocking death of their friend and teacher, Jesus. But we may well still be grieving for those we've lost in the past year and aware of that dislocation and sadness that is all around us. Like Karen and I and the technology, those women also had a practical anxiety about whether they would be able to move the stone. To think, isn't it, that since they've had the foresight to go and buy spices the evening before, that perhaps they were hoping one of the male disciples or some of them would go with them to the tomb to move it. And when they got up in the morning, just as if Simon had said this morning, actually, don't think I'll come. And I would have been coming to church thinking, who's going to set up the technology? Thank you, Simon, that you didn't say that. They would be going along thinking, we've still got to go and do this for Jesus, but we don't quite know how it's all going to work out. With that women's grief and practical anxiety a bit more than we normally can. But maybe as well, we can tune with the joy of the resurrection this morning, on this beautiful sunny morning where for the first time since January, we've been able to gather together, some of us, and know that we can see people outside that we haven't seen for months, and that we can go places we haven't been all year. There is a sense, isn't there, of hope as we hear of the vaccine numbers coming on. There are echoes of the resurrection in our life at the moment, and that's a really good thing. But what helpful perhaps to tune in to those echoes of hope around us, I think we have to be careful not to water down the real message of Easter, because we still have uncertainty and we still have the difficult world that we live in. But the moment that Jesus emerged from the tomb and was alive again, having been dead, everything changed. Okay, I admit Mark's description of these events is very understated. The young man dressed in a white robe that they met in the tomb, and that's commonly assumed to be an angel, just said, "He has been raised. He is not here." Doesn't sound like a statement that's changing the destiny of humanity forever. But that is what it was. Mark ends his gospel in this tantalizing way, with the women being too afraid to say anything to anyone, because he wants us to explore for ourselves what really happened, what that really meant, and to understand the true magnitude. And I just want to do that by looking at three other New Testament verses to help us understand the significance of the resurrection. Firstly, let's start with Peter's first letter. Peter, of course, had completely disgraced himself on Friday morning by denying he even knew his best friend Jesus. But Jesus forgave him and restored him, and he became a leader in the early church. And he wrote this many years later. "By his great mercy, God has given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you." So Peter is emphasizing the fact that There is life after this life. There is hope. It's never going to fade, that hope. And we will find when we reach our own deaths that life carries on far beyond our wildest dreams. The empty tomb provides us with that hope. Secondly, if we hear from St. Paul in his letter to the Romans, we read, "Therefore we have been buried with him by baptism into death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in the newness of life." When we're baptized, it's as if our own lives have gone and we're living in the new life of Christ. That's really clear when adults are baptized by full immersion, because they go back into the water as if they've been buried, and then they come back into new life. But the symbolism is the same, whether it's a tiny baby in a little bit of water or a full immersion. We die to ourselves and live to Christ. And that's why in a few moments we will be renewing our baptism vows. That's what why it's a good time to turn again from evil and point to Christ. And finally, to quote Paul again in his letter to the Ephesians, he says, "I pray that you may know what is the immeasurable greatness of his power for us who believe. God put this power to work in Christ when he raised him from the dead." The same power that was at work in raising Jesus from the dead that we're celebrating today is available to us now in this life, all the time through his Spirit. Yes, we're still stuck in our mortal bodies. We're still in this world where people do wicked things, but the power of the Holy Spirit is the same as that power that raised Jesus from the dead. And it's there to give us strength and courage and love every day. So as we gradually embrace our post-lockdown life, and as we celebrate the new life Christ has given us through his death and resurrection, let's rejoice that the life after life, which Easter guarantees, is so great that we can live now without fear of death. Let's commit ourselves to loving one another sacrificially, just as Jesus did, as we identify with the death and new life Christ offers us and commit to in baptism. And let us trust in God's power to help us in this life, remembering that the power that overcame death is enough to help us with anything that that life throws at us now. So let's pray. Lord God, we thank you for the power with which you raised Jesus from the dead. We thank you that that is here with us now, today and every day, giving us strength, hope and courage. We thank you for the hope of new life, and we pray that you would help us to love those around us as you love us today and in the coming week. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.